morning and welcome to Spirit of the Morning. Today is Tuesday, September the 25th. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you for tuning into the program. We have got a great hour ahead in store for you, so I hope you could stick around for the entire time. I'll tell you who will be coming on the show in just a minute. But the first thing I like to do every day on the program is turn to our Heavenly Father to check in with Him, to let Him know that we are grateful for the fact that He has given us another day, and also to ask for the grace that we need to be able to do His will over the course of the next several hours. So with that in mind, let's begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for giving us a new day. We're grateful for your constant presence in our lives. We're grateful for the fact that you have loved us into existence. We're grateful, Father, for all of the blessings that you have given to us over the years and continue to give to us. Above all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Father, we lift up all of our family members, our friends. We ask you to bless them, to protect them. Father, we lift up those who are sick today, people struggling from chronic illness, short-term illness, whatever it may be. I ask you, Father in heaven, today for a complete physical healing for all who are sick. But of course, we accept whatever healing is best. But I'm just going to go ahead and ask for the miracle today. Father, we ask that you help those who are struggling with anxiety, those who are dealing with despair, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with addictions, those who are homeless, those who are homebound, those who are dealing with just a general sense of being lost, of having no direction. Help them. Draw them close to you. Give them the strength that they need. We lift up our priests, our religious, our deacons. We lift up our Pope. We lift up our church. Father, we pray for an end to abortion. We pray for our government leaders. We pray for all of those who are struggling with extreme weather conditions, especially those who are still dealing with the flooding caused by Hurricane Florence. Finally, Father, I ask that you speak through us on the program today, those in the studio, our guests, so that we may proclaim your message. We ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Spirit in the Morning. I mentioned that and thank you for joining us on the program today. I mentioned that we have a good show. We certainly do. We're going to be joined by our friend, Dr. John Bergsma, who will be continuing to talk about the importance of hearing the Lord speak through sacred scripture. And I think Dr. Bergsma does it so well. For somebody who is one of the leading scripture scholars in the world today, this guy really knows how to distill the message and make it very, very practical so that any of us can understand the Word of God as contained in sacred scripture. Also, Lisa Hendy will be here. Lisa is currently struggling with the fact that her parents are getting older. It's something that many of us deal with. And trying to find that balance in life. How do you become a caregiver? How do you continue to sustain yourself as a caregiver and manage to take care of yourself? That's a very difficult balance. It's a challenge. Lisa's going to be sharing some insight on that. So that's what's in store for the next 60 minutes right now. The one, the only Dave Parker is here. I can tell he is ready to go.
Hey, Gary, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Mr. Parker.
Good morning, listeners, our faithful listeners out there in this rainy day, but we're bringing you the sunshine from within Holy Spirit Radio.
That's right. I'm looking outside.
And Spirit in the Morning.
I'm not seeing the sunshine out there for sure today.
I know. It's kind of bleak. You know, it's duck weather. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah.
Right. This is going to be... All right, here we go. Here we go. This is going to be fun.
An animal theme.
Frank Eliasson.
I had to get you laughing, brothers.
Come on. Some roast duck.
Oh, man.
Oh, really? Of course, you got to catch the duck, you know? Anyway.
Well, today, hey, there's a lot of flood warnings out for today. And, okay. People should pay attention. Pretty much this entire area has flood warnings that will be going on until the end of the day. A lot of water.
Frank, how are you today? You seem a little
I'm
tired.
A little tired.
And Frank, why is that?
had to do some upgrades and accidentally, did it and caused a problem down in Coatesville. So I drove down there in the middle of the night. And then since I had to do the upgrades here anyway, I drove from there to here. And so I've been pretty much up all night.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're all done. Everything's running really well. And so, it should actually help us in the future.
But rest assured, ladies and gentlemen, Frank knows every coffee stop and route to
and
from.
Yes. I did go over to Starbucks on the way. Actually, I got a Wawa coffee in the middle of the night. So,
because I was going to say, that's a bit smaller than your normal coffee cup, right?
Yes, but this has 6 shots of espresso.
Oh. Okay. Whoa. All right.
Wow.
So, by the end of the show, I should be really good.
You have a strong heart there, do you, brother? No. 6 shots.
Maybe not. We'll find out in a little bit.
Anyway, hi, Gary. Hey, Gary. You want to take your show back over?
Not especially. I'm kind of just relaxing.
All right, pull up a chair. Come on,
actually,
man.
I have to
Gary
say,
stands when he...
Obviously, we shared the news yesterday,
yes.
And a lot of people heard it. But, received a number of very nice emails and nice phone calls. So keep them coming.
We did.
Give us the feedback, what you would like, et cetera. Certainly a lot of people are going to miss you, Gary. And, mm-hmm. I think that was definitely clear in the communications I had yesterday.
Yes.
But it's really, I love hearing from our listeners. Yeah. I love, they're trying to come up with the ideas that they think would, work. And so, we'll see.
Yeah. And it was nice. A lot of good comments on Facebook about the program as well yesterday. And I was thinking somebody I didn't mention, of course, we did give the news that we're done as of Friday, right?
Yes, yes.
I made the decision to, and it's for family reasons. I think it's a good thing to spend more time with my family. I'm leaving Spirit in the morning.
But you never know.
And we are, we will begin airing the Sunrise Morning Show, correct, Frank?
At 7 o'clock,
At 7
yes.
o'clock, on, beginning on Monday. One person I wanted to mention, as we go through the week, we're going to be talking more about this, is a very familiar voice on the program. My friend Jeff Blackwell. Jeff is the guy who does the several of the promo spots. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning.
Yeah.
And so many variations. Jeff is a great guy. He lives in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He is on the air, and also he's the behind-the-scenes mastermind at Catholic Community Radio in Baton Rouge. Very good friend, and he's somebody when we first brought the show on the air, I said, Jeff, can you do some spots? And Jeff's a very creative guy. He came up with some really, really good voiceovers. So very grateful to him. Another person I want to mention is Anna Mitchell from the Sunrise Morning Show. When we first were going on the air with this program, I said to Anna, I think I was saying, initially I contacted her and said, does EWTN provide any short newscast? And they didn't. For the show, but Anna said, I will do it for you.
Yes.
And that's that was really nice of her to do that.
It was.
Frank, I know you've gotten to know her over the years.
Anna's great. Love Anna Mitchell.
She has always been there for us.
That is correct.
So it's a lot of people came together to make this show what it is. So very grateful. I guess I better move on.
I would like
right?
to read something maybe after your gospel real quick.
Well, I'm just realizing.
Time.
Well, can I read the weather first? Then I'll do the gospel and then.
Sure.
We'll do that. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, 65 degrees. You think I'd get this right by now. Under foggy skies today. All right, this is going to be an uplifting one. Showers with a high near 76. Tonight, a chance of showers. I guess that's better than pure showers with a low around 70. And then Wednesday, things start to turn around. Showers and thunderstorms with the possibility of small hail, gusty winds, and heavy rain. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 83.
Well, that's on
so.
A,
I guess that's a little
on
bit
an
better,
note.
Right? At the moment, in Morgantown, it's 60. In New Hope, it's 58 degrees, and in Fort Washington, it is 61 degrees. Okay, gospel today is relatively short.
Yes,
I will read it now, and then Mr. Parker, it looks like you're ready to go with something you want to share.
It touched my heart. I'll get into that after you.
Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 8, verses 19 through 21. The mother of Jesus and the brothers, and his brothers, I'm sorry, came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." Well, what a powerful message there. Mm-hmm. Jesus is telling each of us that we are his brothers and his sisters.
Absolutely.
If we hear the word of God and act on it. Mm-hmm. It is not necessarily just a biological relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's good news for those of us who are not biologically related to Jesus. We're all part of his family.
Absolutely. I believe. I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
Read something. This is
absolutely.
From,
go ahead.
The Magnificat for today, Tuesday 25th. The Meditation of the Day is by Sister Wendy Beckett. Hearing the word of God and acting on it. It makes me happy to know that you are journeying with the son of your former career. Let me start over. It makes me happy to know that you are journeying with the sun of your former career, sinking on one side and the pale moon of your future rising on the other, and that as you journey, your deepest preoccupation is to listen to his voice. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him, God's most passionate desire, his sole command. He can only speak in proportion to our desire to listen, and sometimes all we want to hear, all we are prepared to listen to, are the big major inspirations, yet he is always speaking. And it goes on, awareness of his voice in whatever happens depends, again, solely on desire, but equally, love. I don't think one hears false voices unless one chooses. And it goes on, but that reminded, you know, we all go on, we all... I mean, it was just so beautiful. Mm. We listen to his voice and we really take it to heart.
There you go. Great, you know? Dave. Thank you for sharing that.
All right. Reminded me of your departure.
When we come back. That was really awesome. Thank you.
All right.
When we come back, Dr. John Bergsman. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 25th. Today we celebrate Blesseds Louis Martin and Zélie Gourin. Born into a military family in Bordeaux, Louis trained to become a watchmaker. His desire to join a religious community went unfulfilled because he didn't know Latin. Moving to Normandy, he met the highly skilled lace maker, Zélie, who also had been disappointed in her attempts to enter religious life. They married in 1858 and over the years were blessed with 9 children, though 2 sons and 2 daughters died in infancy. Louis managed the lace-making business that Zélie continued at home while raising their children. She died from breast cancer in 1877. Louis then moved the family to Lisieux to be near his brother and sister-in-law, who helped with the education of his 5 surviving girls. His health began to fail after his 15-year-old daughter entered the monastery of Mount Carmel at Lisieux in 1888. Louis died in 1894, a few months after being committed to a sanitarium. The home that Louis and Zélie created nurtured the sanctity of all their children, but especially their youngest, who is known to us as Saint Thérèse of the Child Jesus. Louis and Zélie were beatified in 2008. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Summers & Zims. Summers & Zims provides quality service in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and refrigeration. They are proud to serve Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. They also serve southern and eastern Lancaster County. Summers & Zims' telephone number is 610-593-5129, and their website is sumzim.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I can see the tears filling your eyes, and I know where they're coming from a heart
spoken into by what you don't see. The person in the mirror doesn't look like the magazine. Oh, but when I look at you, it's clear to me that I
that song is Fingerprints of God. That's Stephen Curtis Chapman. My name is Gary Zimek. You know, that's one of the favorite songs that I play on the air here at Spirit in the Morning. I love that song. And it's funny, that is not a new song, but that song was suggested to me by my daughter Elizabeth. And once I heard it, I said, man, I love that song. So that's one of my favorite songs. And you're going to continue to get a taste of my favorite music. Of course, I pick all the songs on the program, but this week I'm really especially focusing on some of my favorite selections as we wrap up the final week of Spirit in the Morning. So glad you could join us on the program today. Well, Dr. John Bergsma joins me right now. I'll tell you what, I'm going to share some things on the air when I talk to Dr. Bergsma, but he has gotten me through some really, really tough times, and I'll share with you something that I've shared with John off the air. A lot of these questions that I'm asking about as we go through various scriptures, these are things that I am dealing with. So if they sound like they mean something to me, they are. And my friend Dr. Bergsma has gotten me through some really, really tough times by being able to look at sacred scripture and understanding how the Lord speaks to us. Dr. Bergsma, good morning, my friend.
Hey, Gary, it's great to be on with you.
I'm going to miss you, brother.
Yeah, likewise.
Oh,
I've really enjoyed these times together, but all good things come to an end, except heaven.
There you go, man.
Come to an end, but
You know, John, I really do want to talk about it. You do such a good job, and you have helped me so much. When we've been looking at your book, Psalm Basics for Catholics, and you have so many other great resources. I'll make sure that I give your information at the end so that everybody can go and follow you, go on pilgrimage with you, and check out your new book. But when we were talking about the story of Abraham and how the Lord led Abraham, and we went through that with a fine-tooth comb. You know, brother, I was going through one of the darker periods in my life, and you made God's word very real to me at that point. And just as God was calling Abraham, I felt he was calling me to something. And, you know, it wasn't looking good for me at the time, mainly financially. But I kept feeling the Lord say, "You got to trust me, Gary. This is going to work out eventually." And eventually it did work out. But I want to thank you for making the Lord's word so practical and real for me so that I am able to follow him.
Well, I appreciate that, Gary. You know, we all have different charisms, different, you know, skills and talents, and we try to use them to build up the body, it says, in Ephesians, as that famous chapter, Ephesians 4, about each doing our part to build up the body. And you've encouraged so many people, Gary, with your music on this show and your commentary and bringing on guests. And, you know, if I've had an opportunity to give back by sharing a little bit from Scripture, why then I'm grateful and I'm glad to God, thankful to God, to really be able to be used by Him.
And you've done so well. And what I like about your approach is that obviously you are a Scripture scholar, you have studied Scripture extensively, but you make it real. And I think, John, that's a message that so many people who are listening to the program really need to hear. Oftentimes, and I've struggled with this myself, we view the Bible as very complicated and say, I'm not a Scripture scholar. I don't have a theology degree. Therefore, I can't really understand what God is saying through Scripture. But that's not true, is it?
It's not. You know, the popes have called the Scriptures, you know, love letters from a loving Father. And, you know, we shouldn't make it more complicated than it is. When we take the sacraments, Gary, the sacraments pull us into Scripture. When we're baptized, that waters of baptism that we receive are the waters of the flood. Mm-hmm. They're the waters of the Jordan that the people of Israel crossed. They're the waters that our Lord was baptized in. And so the sacraments make the story of the Bible our story.
Wow.
And we have a right then to go into the Bible and see ourselves and see messages for our own spiritual life, because we really, in a serious, real, sacramental way, we've been incorporated into the story of the Bible, and it's become our story as well.
John, the other day, my daughter Mary, who is autistic, she's high functioning autistic. She has been on this quest to read through the Bible, and I really admire her because she is really just chugging along, going through it. And she came to me the other day. I think she is somewhere in the book of Jeremiah, and she's really dedicated to this every day because she really wants to read the Bible. But she said, "Dad, I'm having trouble understanding some of what I'm reading now. Is it okay to skip a chapter or two, or some of the facts when I don't understand?" And John, that's a common problem that many people struggle with. Would you say that if we're reading a particular book of Scripture, or maybe even a gospel passage, and we don't understand something, I know that we can do some research, but oftentimes it gets so overwhelming that we think, like, man, I am just getting completely lost. Is it okay to skip pieces of the Bible if you feel you're just not ready for it yet?
Sure, that's fine. You know, when I was a pastor, you know, I used to encourage people to start with the Gospel of Mark, because it's direct and the easiest to understand. And then you work out from there to other parts of Scripture. And I wouldn't recommend for anybody, for example, to start with Leviticus, with the list of sacrifices of the Old Testament. Although, ironically, Gary, that is where Jews start their sons learning Hebrew, is in the book of Leviticus.
But I did not realize that.
Yeah, a little aside there. But yeah, it's fine to start in the places that we understand and then work out. Of course, if you're a theologian or someone who's entrusted with teaching on behalf of the church, you can't you can't ignore parts of Scripture just because it's convenient. You do have to, you know, apply your mind and your heart and do the due diligence to understand even what we might call the dark passages or the confusing passages.
Yeah.
But yeah, certainly, Gary, in our spiritual life, we want to move to the passages of the Scripture that speak to us and work out from there.
And how about if we're at Mass on Sunday and we're trying to listen to the Gospel, and it might be a little confusing. And again, I know that we should be encouraged to go do a little research and investigate, but I've heard in the past that if I'm at Mass and I'm hearing the Gospel or the Scriptures proclaimed to me, I should try to key in, ask the Holy Spirit to help me key in on one or two short messages. And that's what God wants me to get from it that day. Is something like that a good approach, or is that not a good approach?
Yeah, that in fact is the approach that I use, Gary, myself, because, you know, for all my years of studying Scripture, I still get confused. I still get distracted at Mass.
Wow.
And there's stuff that troubles me, and I do my devotions out of the Scriptures every morning. Do Scripture reading every morning, Gary. I do it in the original languages because I feel I ought to, as a Bible scholar, to keep up my languages and stuff.
Yeah.
But in spite of all that, in spite of, you know, learning and education and so on, when it comes down to it, Gary, at the end of my Scripture reading time, I myself just clue in on one thing.
Okay.
I don't even try two things or three things. I clue in on one thing. This morning in my Bible reading, you know, it was Jesus rebuking the Pharisees for hypocrisy. And so that's what I clued in on.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, where am I being a hypocrite? Is there anywhere in my life where I'm having two faces, you know, trying to be something that I'm not? And that's basically my thought for the day. And so, yeah, I'd recommend that for everyone, Gary, whether you're starting from Scripture or if you've got 30 years experience as a Bible scholar, clue in on one thing every day from the Scriptures and try to hold on to that thought and put it into practice.
Awesome. Now, before we run out of time, I want to give you a chance to give your website and maybe just run down a couple of your resources. We have about 45 seconds left.
Sure, CatholicBibleTeacher.com will get you to my website, and I've newly released Introduction to the Old Testament from Ignatius Press. Folks might want to pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
And also the book that we've been working on, Gary, of course, Psalm Basics for Catholics, and that's available online and at your local Catholic booksellers, and a great way to get into praying the Psalms as part of your spiritual life.
And don't forget Dr. Bergson's other books, Bible Basics for Catholics and New Testament Basics for Catholics, all highly recommended. Dr. John Bergson, I can't thank you enough. And listen, my friend, you and I have to stay in touch.
We will. Great ride.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Man, he is just an awesome person. Make sure you check out his resources. When we come back, Lisa Henney, stay tuned.
Pope Francis has acknowledged that the sex abuse scandals rocking the Catholic Church are driving people away and said that the church leaders must change their behavior or risk losing future generations. Francis referred directly to the crisis on the fourth and final day of his Baltic pilgrimage, which coincided with the release of a devastating new report into decades of sex abuse and cover-up in Germany. Francis told a gathering of young people in a largely secular Estonia Tuesday that he knew many young people felt the church has nothing to offer them and simply doesn't understand their problems today. He acknowledged their complaints and said, quote, "We ourselves need to be converted. We have to realize that in order to stand by your side, we need to change many situations that, in the end, put you off." Brett Kavanaugh says he won't let, quote, "false accusations drive me out of this process," end quote, as he, President Donald Trump, and top Republicans mount an aggressive drive to rally the public and GOP senators behind his Supreme Court nomination. Trump and Republican leaders accused Democrats on Monday of a smear campaign by using accusations by two women of sexual misconduct by Kavanaugh in the 1980s to try scuttling Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation. The nominee took the unusual step of defending himself in a television interview on Fox News this week. It remains unclear how three moderate Republicans, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Arizona's Jeff Flake, and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, will react to the latest accusation. A Chinese official says his country cannot hold talks with Washington on ending their escalating trade dispute, while the United States, quote, holds a knife to Beijing's neck by imposing tariff hikes. The warning came after the Chinese government released a report that accuses President Donald Trump of bullying other countries. It dampens hope for progress toward a settlement of their war over Beijing's technology policy. Trump went ahead Monday with a tax hike on $200 billion of Chinese imports. Beijing retaliated by imposing penalties on $60 billion of U.S. goods. The co-founders of Instagram are resigning their positions with the billion-user social media platform. Chief Executive Kevin Systrom said in a statement late Monday that he and Chief Technical Officer Mike Krieger plan to leave the company in the next few weeks. The two founded the photo-sharing app in 2010 and sold it to Facebook in 2012 for about $1 billion. Instagram has seen explosive growth since its founding, with an estimated 1 billion monthly users and 2 million advertisers.
Hello, this is Joe DeFinis from the Mary Mother the Redeemer Men's Group. Please join us the first and third Saturdays of every month at 6:30 a.m. at 1325 Upper State Road in North Wales, PA, 19454. If you are interested in becoming a better man, a better father, and a better husband, you need to join us. Be a better man by following Christ. Please join us the first and third Saturdays of every month at 6:30 a.m. at 1325 Upper State Road in North Wales.
A quote from St. Francis de Sales. How beautiful it is to behold a person destitute of all attachment, ready for any act of virtue or charity, gentle to all, indifferent as to any employment, serene in consolations and tribulations, and wholly content if only the will of God be done.
Getting your daily dose of vitamin Z. You're listening to Gary Zimak on Spirit in the Morning.
You look around, staring back at you, another wave of doubt. Will it pull you under? You wonder.
Take that first step into the unknown.
And welcome back to Spirit of the Morning. Another one of my favorite songs, that's Walk on the Water by Britt Nicole. I'm Gary Zimek. Just a quick mention about that song. Played that song. I was doing a parish mission, I think it was last October, in North Dakota. And there was somebody I met, somebody in the music ministry, who was at the parish mission. We started talking, we hit it off, and I really felt the Holy Spirit kind of put us in one another's path. And she was a piano player and a singer. We started talking about music, and I mentioned this song, Walk on the Water, by Britt Nicole. And actually, no, you know what it was? She said that she knew that song, and somehow it came up. It fit in perfectly to the message of my parish mission. It was all about getting out of the boat and walking on the water. And she performed that song, and it was unbelievable, the reaction. I'll always think about that whenever I hear that song. But what a great song. Sometimes the Lord asks us to get out of the boat and walk on the water. The secret is we've got to keep our eyes on Jesus, and we got to stay really close to him. Speaking of someone who stays close to the Lord and is just a very good friend and somebody who has been a big part of Spirit in the Morning for these 2 years we've been on the air, I'm joined now by Lisa Hendy. We're going to talk about the difficulty of caring for family members, and I've shared the story about my own mother, caring for family members and at the same time taking care of yourself. Lisa, good morning. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning, Gary.
It's so good to have you on the show,
blessing.
Lisa.
You've been in my heart all week long. I'm praying for you.
Oh, thank you. You know, Lisa, I was just...
And your listeners, too.
Thank you. You know, I was sharing with Dave off air, and this is it was a tough decision to leave Spirit in the Morning, but, you know, when the Lord's calling you, you just know that it's right, and that's what I said to him. This is a family decision, and I just feel my wife and my kids needed me right now. As much as I love the show, you know me, Lisa, I love this show. I love doing what I do, but they need me right now, and I just wasn't present to them in the way that I should be. That's a tough decision sometimes.
It is, and it's so related to this topic that was on my heart, because honestly, sometimes it's easier to jet off and to do a parish mission to give talks like I do or retreat than to deal with what's right in front of us in terms of this gospel calling to be loved, to be Christ loves people. And so I congratulate you on having your priorities in the right place. And, you know, that's never an easy decision to make.
Yeah. But, you know, as well as I do, though, when it's the decision that the Lord wants you to make or when he's leading you that way and you go for it, you just feel that sense of peace and you think, you know what, this is right. I did what he wanted me to do for now. Who knows what's down the road, right, Lisa? You never know what he's got planned down the road.
Absolutely. And, you know, you know that I talk a lot about the grace of yes and trying to stay close to God's will. And I feel like that, you know, a discernment process that we don't decide once, you know, we don't wake up once and say, okay, well, now I'm going to, you know, let this time on the radio be finished and I'm going to focus on my family. But who knows a year from now where you're going to be in your life.
So I know.
And it's part of that is just staying close to God's word and really in constant communication and trusting.
And Lisa, you've been at this for a long time. It gets kind of exciting, doesn't it? And you start, I'm very much a control freak, but the Lord has, he's changed me a little bit over the years, but I'm kind of excited. It's like, wow, I have no idea what's happening next, but bring it on, Lord, I'm ready.
That's a good position to come to. I think that's really, and I think the choice that you're making is a valiant one and one that will be a blessing for your family, because your girls are at such a beautiful age and you won't get that time back.
Exactly.
So there's...
Exactly.
And who wouldn't want to have breakfast with your wife? I want to come over and...
I know. Hey, anytime you're in the area, you are welcome, Lisa. Hey, let's talk a little about this topic that you... And I think it's a great one. You were talking to me about some challenges you're facing with your parents right now as they're getting older. My mother is in a nursing home. I've been dealing with the Alzheimer's journey for many years now. There is no way I would get through this without the grace that the Lord gives me. But Lisa, there is a balance that we have to address in our lives when we are caregivers. And I know many of our listeners are going to be could be facing this or will be facing this. How do I manage to take care of myself when I have the responsibility of taking care of a family member?
Well, that's the question that I asked you, Gary. To let your listeners know a little bit, I'm just off of spending 2 weeks with my parents, and my parents are amazing and awesome and thankfully still independent. But my mom was diagnosed a few years ago with Parkinson's, and we've been walking that journey with her. And it's sort of like we live on in different places, so I don't see them every week, but I see them fairly regularly. But every time I'm with her, I notice the decline that's happening in her physical health. And that's a challenge. And one thing that I noticed last week as I was in their home and trying to do some projects and cleaning and all this, my stress level was rising and rising and rising. Wow. And I realized that I wasn't doing the spiritual practices that I would normally do when I'm at home or even on the road, that I had let those things fall by the wayside. And I can sort of make a direct correlation between my stress and anxiety and what's happening in my prayer journal. And when my prayer journal is empty, my stress and anxiety go up.
Yeah.
So you're probably familiar with that, Gary.
I am. And you touch on an important point. A lot of us who are, and I would consider myself a type A personality, I like to get things done. I like to control. If there's a problem, I've got to work on it to fix it. A lot of us run around and forget the importance of prayer. You know, I'm not saying you do that, but for all of us, we need to realize that if we don't fuel our efforts with prayer, as a spiritual director that I once had told me, you're going to burn out in a hurry. How do we do that, Lisa? How do we remember to pray when we're running around like crazy because we have to take care of other people?
Yeah. One thing I think I fall into the trap of doing is that, you know, I'm a great believer in both the spirituality of St. Teresa of Lisieux and St. Teresa of Calcutta, you know, both of whom taught us so much about praying in the moment and letting our actions be a prayer. But I think sometimes I sort of justify in my life when I'm really busy, if I'm doing these small acts with great love, then that's my prayer. Yeah. It is a form of prayer. But for me, I also know that I really need to be in the Word every day.
Yeah.
And the church has given us this beautiful gift of a lectionary, you know, daily readings, whether or not we get some Mass that are available to us. And for me, one of the most fruitful things I can do every day is spend just a few moments in Scripture, reading the day's readings and gospel and meditating over those. And it doesn't take a long time, but it's exactly the pearls of wisdom that I need every day to get me through the day. So, you know, today, for example, we're praying through Psalm 119, which is a long psalm, but the portion of it that we read at Mass, you know, just says, God, may the Lord in the day of your commands.
Mm-hmm.
And I need that guidance, and just taking a few minutes just to be in the Word is such a great blessing.
And I love the fact that you mentioned the daily readings, because I've often heard two things as I've traveled around spreading the good news. The one is that God never speaks to me. The other is the Bible's too confusing. I don't know where to start. And I always say, if you open up the Bible, and this is what I've learned, He is speaking to you. That is the clearest way. You can be sure that if you're reading the inspired Word of God, He is speaking to you. And number two, where to start? What better way than with the daily Mass readings, right? Because then you let the church guide you through the Bible. I think that's perfect.
Well, I love the sense of solidarity with that as well. That, you know, we're praying right now in a time of, you know, great concern for our church and for victims and for wisdom for our leaders. And I love that these are scriptures that we pray in solidarity with one another, that if I'm in Africa or in Australia or here in Los Angeles or with you, where you are, that we're all praying these same words together. And to me, that gives me hope. But it's just so shocking to me every day when I pray, you know, these little readings, that, you know, almost always there's something that is exactly the fuel that I need for that day. So this needs to be for caregivers.
Yep.
You need to find a way, whatever it is for you, whether it's the rosary or time before the Blessed Sacrament or, you know, whatever prayer form you're looking at, that you don't skip that because of the busyness.
I totally agree. Lisa, we have about 30 seconds left. Could you please give out your contact information? Because I know everyone listening would love to get a hold of you and find out more about the resources you offer.
Well, I just want to be friends. So if you're on social media, I'm at Lisa Hendy. My last name is H-E-N-D-E-Y. You can come on over to lisahendy.com or always catholicmom.com. And Gary, thank you for the good you've done.
You know, Lisa, you haven't gotten rid of me yet. You and I are going to be, we're going to be dealing with each other. I mean, you figured that out by now, right?
Well, you owe me breakfast. So.
All right, you got it. Thank you, Lisa. I'll be talking to you soon. God bless you.
God bless.
Lisa Handy, boy. This is great. When we come back, we're going to do the Be Not Afraid Bible Report. Stay tuned.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Born with spina bifida and unable to fully use his legs, Ryan Chalmers became a wheelchair racer and Paralympian. In addition, the 24-year-old created a campaign called Push Across America to raise awareness about what people with disabilities can accomplish. The 3,300-mile trip in his wheelchair began in Los Angeles and ended in New York. It took 71 grueling days in which Ryan endured 13 flat tires and severe muscle pain. Yet as he told Yahoo Sports when he arrived in New York City in June 2013, "You see a little kid at the finish line who's just smiling at you. It makes the injury and pain go away. For me, that's what helped me push through." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
You're listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zemak.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransom me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. Has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion me as long as life endures. My chains are. Yeah.
Grace, My Chains Are Gone. That's Chris Tomlin. I'm Gary Zimak. That's another one of the favorite songs that I've played over the past 2 years on Spirit in the Morning. This is just a very special week as we bring this program to a close. In case you missed the news yesterday, I will be leaving the show at the end of the week. And at least for the short term, this show will be discontinued. But man, what a great 2 years we have had. As I was on the air chatting with Lisa Hendy and Dr. John Bergsma, got a text from my friend Roger, and he said, "My brother, you sound very much at peace with your decision on the radio," which I knew you were, but you can hear it. And I'm so glad. Roger, thank you for sending that text along. And it's very funny. I love the show. I love you as a listener. Otherwise, I wouldn't have made the trek in for the past 2 years from Mount Laurel, from South Jersey, waking up at 4 a.m. I obviously love this show. All the guests that I have gone out and gotten for the program, I do book all the guests for the show. This is a labor of love. I mean, I'm doing this because I absolutely love being able to start the morning by helping to bring you closer to Christ. But I'll tell you, that's how I know this is from the Holy Spirit. I just feel this is the right thing to do. The Lord's calling me to move on. I'm going to get to spend more time with my beautiful wife, Eileen, and my daughters, Mary and Elizabeth. And I'm just not going to be as burned out because I do have another job. I work at Mary, Mother of the Redeemer Parish as well. I still write. I still speak. And in fact, my latest book will be coming out in January. It's called, check this out, Give Up Worry for Lent. I noticed yesterday the book is now available for pre-order on Amazon. So the book is available from Ave Maria Press. So you haven't gotten rid of me yet. I'm still going to be doing the Sunrise Morning Show each week. You'll hear me there. You'll hear me on other radio programs. I'm very much going to continue to spread the good news. But as Dave Parker and I were talking about off air, and we'll talk about this in a minute, you get burned out. You get burned out. And there comes a time when you feel the Lord saying, all right, it's time to move on to the next thing. And Dave and I will reflect more on that. But I want to do the I want to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, but as I have a minute, I just want to say again, I'm going to keep saying it, thank you, thank you, thank you. You have welcomed me and Dave and Frank into your homes or wherever you're listening from, into your headphones, wherever you're welcoming us, and we appreciate it every morning. It's such a blessing to be a part of your day. It really is. I want to do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse today. We look at Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. This is a rough one. Check this out. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Dave, that's a very, very tough message.
Yeah, but I was going to say, whoa.
But really, we were talking about part of this off the air. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the future holds.
Exactly.
And if we are going to continue to follow the call of the Lord and proclaim the good news wherever we go, we are going to be met with resistance in some way.
Oh, yes.
It's going to happen.
Oh, yes. Especially in today's culture. You know, the secular culture. You've heard us and our guests talk about that many times. And that's what we're here to be the hope. You know, to bring the Holy Spirit, to bring Jesus to you.
Yep.
And yes, and Gary and I were talking off air, and I said, Gary, I get it. I mean, family, isn't that the crux of the Catholic Church or the Christian Church? But in Catholic community, our parishes, and that have been fractured over the years. And that's the whole movement to bring them back.
Yeah, absolutely. And Dave, you mentioned the word family. This is, and I'm going to give you some advice as you're listening to this program. And I, believe me, I have worked very hard. I've written a book on discernment because I had to discern, should I go into full-time ministry after working 30 years in the software industry? One of the things we need to remember is, above everything else, the Lord places us in a family structure. If you're married, it really depends on your state in life. So if you are married, if you have children, they are your primary responsibilities. And a lot of times we can, in our zeal to follow the Lord, we could sometimes want to follow him in the way we want.
Oh, yes.
I always use the example of when my kids were younger. I remember one time when I was going to daily mass, I was angry that I had to stay home and help Eileen take care of the girls because I couldn't get to mass.
Yes.
But then I began to realize over time that, no, the Lord wants me to love him through the members of my family.
Yeah, that's where you needed to be.
They have to come first.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I just thought of an aphorism or a maxim. If God brings you to it, he will see you through it.
Dude, this is so weird because, listen, I just called Dave Parker dude. But it's so weird because as...
He's improving on what he calls me.
That's right. You should hear what I call him off the air. But as you were speaking prior to that, That phrase came into my mind. If he brings you to it, he will see you through.
Amen,
it.
Brother.
That's the gist of that Be Not Afraid
Absolutely.
Bible verse.
And to you, ladies and gentlemen, our faithful listeners. Well, again, you know, Holy Spirit Radio is not going anywhere. And thank you for the radiothon and the pledges. And, you know, if you still want to donate, you know, 215-345-1570.
There you go.
Or holyspiritradio.org. But we love you. And that's why we're here, you know, communicating hope.
That's exactly right.
Gary, I know our bumper is going to, or music's going to come, but again, we have a couple more days, but I mean, again, and we were talking off air. You know, I volunteered to read, and then I was welcomed into the Holy Spirit Radio family, and I was doing voice work and stuff, and I still am. And then this developed out of our radiothon, and then we went live, and because you and I pretty much get along, you know.
Occasionally there are a few.
Yeah. Go figure. And then Frank, as Gary has alluded to. But then, I mean, the Lord blessed us.
Yep. So anyway, thank you for listening to the program. You are a great blessing to us. And we hope you'll continue to listen to the program for the remainder of the week. And also listen to Holy Spirit Radio throughout the day. Until we meet again, this is Gary Zimak reminding you that wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Make sure you say hi. We'll talk to you next time.
God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.